Earlier this month, 269 Vermont inmates moved from a private prison in Michigan to a Pennsylvania prison called Camp Hill. But the unit they were placed in can only hold 252 inmates. Advocates say that could be bad news for the 17 Vermont inmates who are now separated from the rest. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Anna Stevens is the outreach director for the nonprofit Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform.
J Unit has 252 beds, and that has been nominated sort of as Vermont's unit.
Before the inmates moved in, she went down to Pennsylvania to see the prison.
What I was struck by was how huge and how different this experience was going to be for the Vermont prisoners than their experience has been in Michigan, where they were the sole residents of the facility.
Stevens says Camp Hill alone holds more inmates than there are in Vermont's entire correction system. While the 252 Vermont inmates in J Unit will be with people they already know, Stevens says she's worried about the other 17 being placed with Pennsylvania inmates.
They're sort of at the bottom of the metaphorical totem pole, and that is potentially both challenging and scary. And our understanding is there is some gang violence there, and it just could be concerning that that's such a shift from the experience that they have been having.
The current agreement does not specify that Pennsylvania Department of Corrections must house all Vermont inmates in the same units.
This is Mike Touchette. He's the deputy commissioner of Vermont's Department of Corrections. He says there's nothing in writing that says the out-of-state inmates have to stay together, but Pennsylvania officials are trying their best. Touchette says there's an inmate classification system in place, and that will ensure that inmates are placed appropriately in Pennsylvania. But Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform has a different idea. Bring those 17 guys home.
We have the ability to open up 17 beds probably almost immediately.
Now, the whole reason Vermont is sending inmates out of state in the first place is because Vermont's prisons don't have enough space. But Stevens is on to something. At a given time, Vermont incarcerates about 150 people who are eligible for release. Those prisoners can't leave because corrections officials haven't approved the living situation the inmates lined up for after they get out. Corrections officials say the state keeps those people behind bars for public safety, but if inmates reach their maximum sentence without officials ever approving a housing situation, then they just get released, housing or not. To Susie Wizawadi, the executive director of Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform, that doesn't make any sense.
What's the difference? There is no difference in terms of public safety. This is purely sort of a liability, a feeling responsible kind of issue. DOC doesn't want to be responsible on the off chance that somebody messes up when they're out before their max.
Wizawadi says that if Vermont changed this policy, it would open up space in Vermont prisons so the state wouldn't send so many people out of state. But DOC Deputy Commissioner Mike Touchette says any changes that result in more inmates being released could jeopardize public safety, the safety of past victims, or inmates' well-being.
I'm not sure that there is a lot more opportunity for us currently to stretch that without potentially compromising any one of those areas.
Unless the numbers or the policy change, the reality of Vermont's correction system means those 17 inmates will be mixed in with Pennsylvania inmates at Camp Hill. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.